Before we start today's episode, I want to recommend another amazing podcast to all of you listening. Simple English News Daily is a daily summary of the most important news happening around the world every day. And the best part? It's recorded in intermediate English. If you're interested in the news, current affairs, and improving your English listening skills, I really recommend listening to Simple English News Daily. It's a great way to stay up to date with the world news while also practicing English. And it is just 7 minutes long, uploaded every weekday, Monday to Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you will have podcasts to listen to. You can find a link to Simple English News Daily in the description, or it is available on all podcasting apps. Thanks to Simple English News Daily for supporting this episode. Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome back to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast for intermediate to advanced level English learners. France has just banned school children from wearing abayas, a type of robe popular with Muslim women. Let's discuss why France has banned all religious clothes or symbols from public schools, and talk about France's unique form of secularism. You can find the full transcript for this episode over on the Thinking in English blog, the transcript, the link is in the description, and if you're a Patreon member, you can access extra vocabulary activities and an extended vocabulary list. Multiculturalism. Multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is the coexistence of diverse cultures, ethnicities, and religious groups within a society. For example, France's multiculturalism has contributed to its rich traditions and beliefs. Secularism. Secularism. The principle of separating religion from government and public institutions. For example, France's commitment to secularism ensures that religious institutions do not have too much influence on its government and public spaces. Secular. Secular. Related to things that are not religious or spiritual in nature, or not affiliated with any particular religion. As in a secular society, public schools are expected to maintain a secular environment without any religious influences. To prohibit. To prohibit. To formally forbid, ban, or disallow something by a law, rule, or policy. As in, France has prohibited the wearing of conspicuous religious symbols in public schools. Policy. Policy. A set of principles, guidelines, or rules that dictate how decisions are made and actions are taken. For instance, France's policy on religious clothing in schools reflects its commitment to secularism. Neutrality. Neutrality. The state of being impartial or not taking sides in a conflict or dispute. For example, the principle of neutrality ensures that public institutions, like schools, do not favour any particular religion. Conspicuous. Conspicuous. Easily noticeable or standing out due to being prominent, obvious, or striking. For example, the ban on conspicuous religious symbols in French schools aims to maintain a neutral educational environment. Citizenship. Citizenship. The status of being a member of a particular country. As in, encouraging citizenship and social integration is one of the goals of the ban on religious clothing in French schools. At the beginning of September, thousands of French children returned to school after enjoying their summer vacation. But dozens of girls were turned away from the school gates due to their choice of clothing. France has now officially banned the abaya, a type of long robe most popular among Muslim women in parts of the Middle East and Africa. It has been banned from public schools across the country. According to government figures, just 298 girls were stopped from entering the classroom due to their clothes, and 67 refused to change and were sent home. This is not the first time religious clothing has caused controversy in French schools. Islamic headscarves, along with Jewish skullcaps and Christian crosses, have been banned in schools since 2004. Today, I'd like to take a look at this topic in more detail. Let's discuss France's unique secular society, why France is banning religious clothing in schools, and why the policy is so popular across the country. But first, I think it's important to take a quick look at the historical background and context of France's relationship with its Muslim population. Understanding this history can help us understand the reasons behind recent bans on Muslim clothing. France has a deep-rooted connection with Islam that dates back centuries. This connection was primarily established through trade, diplomacy, and migration. French colonial history, particularly in North Africa, has left an enduring impact on the nation's culture. France is home to one of the largest Muslim populations in Europe. The majority of French Muslims are descended from immigrants of former colonies, particularly Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. The Muslim community has grown and diversified over the years, making France an incredibly multicultural community. While this multiculturalism has brought massive benefits to French society, it has also brought challenges. In particular, combining a diverse population with France's religious policies has caused problems. If you come from a country with a tradition of liberal multiculturalism, like the UK or Germany, France's restrictions on Islamic clothing may seem like the opposite of the right to religious freedom. But in France, it is seen as necessary, accepted, and is even popular. But why? Well, to understand France's approach to religion, we must discuss the concept of laïcité, which translates in English to secularism. Laïcité is enshrined in the French Constitution, emphasizing the separation of church and state. Laïcité was a product of the 18th century Enlightenment philosophy. I've talked a little about the Enlightenment before in an episode on the French Revolution, and one of the key themes was a rejection of the Catholic Church from public society. This French form of secularism became a law in 1905. The policy is designed to do three things: protect the right of people to believe in religion, protect the right of people to not believe in religion, and make sure the government and public institutions, including schools, are neutral when it comes to religion. It applies in a number of different areas of public life. In French hospitals, for example, employees are not allowed to wear religious clothing, and French society has a general aversion to open displays of religion. Religion is seen as a private thing to be conducted in private spaces, and public buildings like hospitals and schools are not private spaces. France's secularism in schools came as a reaction to the traditional dominance of the Catholic Church. 100 years ago, secular politicians and schools were fighting Catholic churches for control of education, and the result was a policy designed to stop schools from having any religious influence. Balancing this secular ideal with diverse religions and cultural practices, however, has proven to be a challenge in recent years. Issues surrounding identity, cultural clashes, and religious freedom have become prominent in recent decades, especially in schools. As I've mentioned, France has a long-standing tradition of secularism enshrined in its constitution. This principle separates religion from public spaces, including schools. And over the years, this has led to several bans on religious symbols in educational institutions. The most significant of these bans came in 2004, when France prohibited students from wearing conspicuous religious symbols in public schools. This included the Muslim headscarf, the hijab, Jewish skullcaps, and large Christian crosses. It targeted any clear and direct symbol of religion. In 2010, France took a further controversial step by banning the full-face veil, such as the niqab or burqa, in public spaces. All public spaces. The law argued that facial coverings pose a security risk and hindered communication. And some of you may remember the controversy in 2016, in which France, or some French towns and regions, considered banning the burkini, a form of full-body swimsuit, which allowed Muslim women to swim in pools and at the beach. These bans were justified under the principles of secularism, and the need to maintain a neutral environment in public institutions. In 2020, a French school teacher who showed images of the Prophet Muhammad in his class as part of a free speech discussion was killed by a religious fanatic. Since then, the government has become even more committed to ensuring secularism in schools and ensuring that no one is exempt from this. So if we fast forward to right now, France is again in the middle of another contentious debate. France's education minister, Gabriel Attal, has announced a full ban on abayas, those full-length robes worn by some Muslim women, in all public schools. Abayas are loose-fitting, full-length robes worn by some women in parts of the Middle East and Africa. It covers the whole body, excluding the head and neck and feet, and it tends to be predominantly worn by Muslim women who choose to follow the Quran's teaching on modesty. However, unlike certain religious symbols, the abaya does not have a clear religious significance. Many people argue that rather than being a specifically Islamic dress, it is an Arabic cultural dress. As such, it has existed in a grey area, and it has become the subject of debate in France. Is it religious or is it cultural? The law in 2004 banned conspicuous signs of religion. This clearly meant Islamic headscarves like the hijab or Jewish skullcaps, but until now, no one was sure about the abaya. Over the past few years, the abaya has become more popular in France. Schools had asked the government for guidance as they noticed the abaya being encouraged and promoted on social media and by Muslim community groups. France has now decided that abayas are a religious symbol, and at the end of August, they decided to ban the abaya in schools for the coming year. According to France's education minister, Gabriel Attal, abayas have no place in schools. In a TV interview, he said, "When you walk into a classroom, you shouldn't be able to identify the pupil's religion just by looking at them. I have decided that the abaya could no longer be worn in schools." Mr. Attal argued that when entering a classroom, students' religious affiliations should not be clear. The ban on abayas is framed as an effort to maintain neutrality, preventing any ostentatious or conspicuous religious symbols from being displayed. And it's very popular in France. 81% of French people apparently support the ban right now. In recent years, incidents related to secularism reported by school officials have surged, with hundreds of cases per month. France's education system has witnessed growing debates around secularism, making schools a focal point for discussions about the balance between individual religious rights and the government's commitment to neutrality. The ban on abayas has generated diverse reactions. School administration unions have welcomed it and supported it, as it provides clarity on how to address the issue. Teachers' unions have been more cautious, with some considering it a political move by the president. The French Council of the Muslim Faith and some opposition parties argue that the abaya is not inherently religious, but tied to Arab culture. They emphasize the importance of not allowing the government to determine what constitutes a religious symbol. Let's take a deeper look at these debates and various perspectives surrounding the ban on abayas in French schools. Supporters of the ban tend to argue things like this. First, it preserves secularism. Those in favour of the ban argue that it upholds the fundamental principle of secularism, which has a significant historical and cultural role in France. They argue that maintaining neutrality in schools is crucial for encouraging French citizenship and protecting students from religious influences. Second, they argue about equality and integration. Supporters of the ban argue that it promotes equality in French schools. They believe it helps students from various backgrounds integrate into society. And third, school administration unions support the ban as it provides clear, consistent guidelines for handling abayas across all schools. This ensures that the decision is not left to individual headmasters, and it means that all schools will have the same policy. On the other hand, on the other side of the debate, are the opponents of the ban. Critics, including some politicians, view a nationwide abaya ban as an overreaction. They argue that it brings attention to an issue that only affects a small number of students. As I mentioned right at the beginning, only 298 students turned up to school on the 1st of September wearing an abaya, and only 67 refused to change. So why did they need such a big policy? Second, the French Council of the Muslim Faith contends that unless all long dresses are banned, targeting the abaya specifically may lead to discrimination. They emphasise the importance of not allowing the government to define what is religious or what is cultural. And third, others argue that France's secular policies target Muslims disproportionately, target Muslims more than anyone else. The ban has also exposed a political divide in France. While right-wing parties have largely supported it, left-wing parties are divided. Some leftist politicians view it as an attack on Muslim communities, while others argue that when abayas are worn, they violate the 2004 law banning religious symbols in schools. The core issue underlying these debates is the balance between individual freedoms and social responsibility. It raises questions about whether schools should regulate what students wear and to what extent, and whether such regulations could lead to discrimination or uphold secularism. So here is today's final thought. The ban on religious clothing, including the abaya, in French schools is a complex issue that reflects France's commitment to secularism. France's multicultural society has both benefited the nation and posed challenges when it comes to keeping a secular environment in public institutions like schools. The ban on religious symbols is rooted in the French separation of religion and state. It aims to preserve neutrality in schools, foster citizenship, and protect students. The debate over the abaya ban highlights the delicate balance between individual freedoms and social responsibilities. It forces us to question the extent to which schools should regulate student clothing, and whether such regulations can really help maintain secularism without inadvertently targeting specific religions. In a country where these debates are passionate and complex, understanding France's unique approach to secularism is essential. Ultimately, the ban on religious clothing in schools reflects a broader conversation about the place of religion in public life. But what do you think? Should the government choose the kind of clothes school children can wear at school? And is your country a secular country? For example, I come from the UK, which technically is not a secular country. Our government is run, well, at the top of the government is the king, even though he has no power, and the king is also the head of the Church of England. So there is no separation there between the public, the government, and the church. But in other countries, France is a great example, the USA as well, there is a separation of church and state. How about in your country? Is your country secular? Let us know by leaving a comment on the Thinking in English transcript. You can leave a comment on Spotify, or you can reach out to me on Instagram. Make sure you're following me on social media. Support me on Patreon if you love listening to Thinking in English. And I'll see you all next time. Goodbye.